is conditional use number 2594, Anthony D. Giarlano.
Madam Chair, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2594 for Anthony P. Giarlano for an automobile repair and vehicle storage business based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the automobile repair facility is a family operation on family land that has been in existence for years. It has grown from a home occupation to the point where this conditional use application was required. With the conditions and stipulations placed upon it, this use will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties and community or area roadways. Two, there are many other small businesses in this area of Long Neck Road, and this use is consistent with those existing businesses. Three, the use as an automotive repair facility is of a public or semi-public character and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the area. Many nearby residents testified that the use is very convenient to people in the Long Neck community in particular. Four, all repairs will occur indoors and the applicant resides on the property along with other family on the adjacent properties. Five, no parties appeared in opposition to this application and several community members spoke in strong favor of it. Six, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, the use shall be limited to an automobile repair business with associated vehicle storage. B, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. C, security lighting shall be downward screened and shall be directed away from neighboring properties and roadways. D, any dumpsters shall be screened from the view of neighbors and roadways. The dumpster location shall be shown on the final site plan. E, all repairs shall be performed indoors. No automobile parts shall be stored outside. F, no junked, unregistered, or permanently inoperable vehicles or trailers shall be stored on the site other than those vehicles owned by the applicant's family. These vehicles shall be located in the rear of the site. G, all parking areas shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. H, all oils and other fluids shall be properly stored indoors and in appropriate containers. The applicant shall also comply with all state and federal requirements for the disposal of these fluids. I, no cars shall be sold on the property. J, the site shall be subject to all DLDOT entrance and roadway requirements. K, the hours of operation shall be 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. L, any violation of these conditions may be grounds for the termination of the conditional use. M, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve conditional use number 2594, Anthony D. Giarlano. Mr. Allen, how do you vote?
Yes, for reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Passwaters?
Yes, for reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Pettyjohn?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0.